The news from Lake Wobegon is supported by Multigrain Cheerios. Every bowl of lightly sweetened O's has 110 calories and 100% daily value of 10 vitamins and minerals. Multigrain Cheerios cut calories and keep nutrition. It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out on the edge of the prairie, it's been so bitterly, bitterly cold, down to 21 degrees below zero. And that was the high, actually. And the low temperature was during the night when we were asleep, so we didn't even want to know about it. Wind chill, 80, 90 below zero, 100 below zero. When you come from Minnesota, they say, you know, you must be used to that because you come from the nation's refrigerator. But you never, ever get used to that. It's a dramatic experience. You go out, the world is so silent except for the sound of your boots in the snow and the sound of metal rasping against metal, some car that does not want to start. It just wants to die. It just wants to go wherever cars go when they don't start. You walk through this silent, silent world. The bears are all denned up somewhere. There are rabbit tracks in the snow and squirrel tracks as well, but you don't really see any life out there. When you see some old Norwegians, whether they're alive or not, it's hard to tell. We could debate that. You never get used to that at all. Oh, sure, when it's five above or when it's around zero or so, that's very pleasant weather. You can go out for a walk and that. You can go out skiing and skating, but nobody does that when it gets that cold because you feel the drama of it. Nature is telling you, you don't belong here. Nature is telling you that you are meant to be nomadic people and you were supposed to fold your tent back in November and take your herds and move them south, perhaps as far south as Mexico. But we have built all these permanent tents, you see, and all these edifices. And so there we are with our infrastructure, which the cold weather attacks with a mighty will, and we just have to endure it. But nature is telling you, you don't belong here. Get out while there's still time. So we grow up dark up in this part of the country where nature makes these attempts to kill us from time to time. And the only way to survive is to wear these big puffy parkas and these enormous boots, the enormous thermal clothing in which we lose all sense of gender or individuality. You just become a part of another race of voluminous people. And how these people would ever breed, it's hard to tell looking at them because there's no bare skin whatsoever. You can't tell men from women. Maybe they exchange mittens or something. It's some mysterious thing. You go down to the grocery store and you buy bouillon for your sick people at home because we've always got sick people to take care of. That's why we resent people who scoot out early and go to get that earthly paradise down in Tucson or down in Vero Beach or wherever they go. We resent those people because you're supposed to stay home and take care of your sick, which we have more of in Minnesota because all the lesser viruses, you see, get killed off by winter. It's only the really ferocious ones that are able to survive. So our sick people are really sick. They lie there in their little nests of quilts and old newspapers, and they lie there moaning and whimpering and fluids running out of their noses. And sick people are so unattractive, and you try to bring them hope and courage, and you bring them up a hot cup of bouillon or something, and they take your hand. You don't want to hold their hand because you might get sick from it, and you come sit down by their side. They look up at you with their horrible, pleading, rheumy eyes. And they say, sing me a song. Sing me a song. So you have to sing them a hymn there. It's a hymn, a funeral hymn. It's the only hymn I can think of that good for them. When this earth is finally over and he takes us by the hand, We'll be living in tall clover over in the promised land. We'll be done with earthly trouble when he takes us by the hand. There will be no snow to shovel up there in the promised land. Well, you can run away from this. You can run off to Florida, or you can sit down in front of a big flat screen TV and sort of turn up the color green and sit there and feed on bacon sandwiches until spring comes. Or you can do as I do, and that's to just go right out into it. You just go right straight into it. It's the only way to live, is to put on your warm clothes and go out into the teeth of it, as I did on Sunday night. And I walked out on the lake, which is frozen, perhaps all the way through, I don't know. So bitterly, bitterly cold. You can't feel your face after a while. You just walk across the ice. And it's all beautiful. There's a huge moon, what we call the wolf moon, was out this month. It's so brilliant. It's like daylight, but nobody is out there. Just these little shacks, nobody in them, the fish houses. I headed out towards mine, which is about 3/4 of a mile out on the ice. And then I saw this wolf sitting there on the ice and just looking up at the moon, just transfixed by the celestial light. It was his moon, and he was looking at it. I walked right past him, and he said nothing. It was a silver timber wolf. A moonlit night out on the snow. You in Kentucky maybe have never seen this before, but our people, they came through. They had endurance. You see, they came to this country, and they came through Kentucky, and it was attractive to them, the grass and the meadows and the trees and the coal there, if you needed it someday. And they came through, and they said, no, this is just too easy. This is too simple. We're not ready to endure earthly pleasure on this level quite yet. So they kept on going, and that's been our philosophy ever since. You just keep on going. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And the going got tough in Minnesota, and that's where we landed, and that's why we're up there. You've got to get out into the cold. You can't hide from it. You've got to go right out there and be out in the moonlight, out on a frozen lake on a winter night, and feel the light coming up out of the snow and the ice. I headed out towards my fish house. I opened it up. Freezing cold in there. I had some paper. I wadded it up. I lit it in the stove, and I got some kindling. You know, you bust up an orange crate, and I got that going. And then I put in a couple of logs. I had a roaring fire going in a little while. I pulled up the carpet from the hole there in the floor, in the hole through the ice, and I scratched away the little cat ice on there. And I could have put in a fishing pole, you know. I mean, I could have. I got some jig lines out in my fish house, and if I thought that somebody was going to come out and visit me out there, I would have done that, you know. I would have put a fishing pole and put a line into the water. But since I was alone, there was no need to, you see. I'd just be out there alone and have a little flask of bourbon, you know, should I need it. You know, I've given up drinking, but if it came down to the end of my life and I thought I had 15 minutes left, I, of course, would want to spend them with a bottle of bourbon. So that's what that's out there for. It's amazing the physics of a fish house on a cold 30 below night in Minnesota, and you've got this blazing hot air around you, but you put your arm an arm's length away and your hand will practically freeze. The floor is cold and the walls are cold. So I put on my skates and I headed out across the ice. You head across the ice and it's Sunday night, and you're sort of remembering that there is a point out here off that jetty, that jut of land where there's a spring bubbling up from the bottom of the lake, and the ice there is soft, and people have gone through the ice at that point, and you want to sort of remember where that is. And it's so easy to lose your direction, and it might be over there. You're not sure. And now you're remembering that this morning, the gospel text in church was the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan. by John the Baptist in the first chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. And that is a kind of an eerie recollection. If you went through the water, went through the ice into the water, you'd have about 4 minutes before you died. And it's about a mile back to where your fish house is. So you'd have to run the 4-minute mile, which would require a genuine miracle on God's part. And now you look off and you see a man who's sitting on a 5-gallon plastic pail, and he's got a hole in the ice and he's got a line going through it, and he's just lightly dressed over there. And you walk over. He's a very young man, and you remember having seen him many years ago when he was young then too. And he'll never be any older because he's one of those men who went through the ice a long time ago. You remember that. He was a poet, and he was walking out to look at the moonlight on a winter night, and he was looking at it too hard, and he went through the ice. And here he is. He's fishing. Well, it would be impolite to walk past a ghost and not say hello. So you walk over and you try to make some small talk. And you say, "Boy, it's a cold one out there tonight. They say it's supposed to warm up tomorrow, but what that means exactly, I don't know." So they biting? He looks up at you. Very pale. Beautiful, but pale. And he says, "I saw you in the cemetery." "Oh," I say. "Yes," he says, "you were with a woman. She was a tall woman with dark hair." "Oh, yes," I say. "Well, that was a long time ago. And that was on a summer night. I remember that very well." "Yes," he said, "I was watching you." He said, "I died young. I never got to do that myself." "What's that like?" I said, "Well, it's nothing but wonderful. You know, to be with someone who you love and someone who thinks a lot of you so that you feel no shame whatsoever with that person, even though you're doing something you were brought up to be ashamed of. But there you are, and you're with that person, and you're as close as you can ever be, and you're lying there kissing. We had been parked in a car down on Main Street, and we're just sitting there talking with our knees up against the dashboard, she and I. And I said, 'What do you want in your life?' And she said, 'Adventure.' She said, 'What do you want in your life?' I said, 'Courage.'" "Courage for what?" she said. So I told her. She said, "I'm leaving town in the morning, so there's no sense playing hard to get." And we went up to the cemetery because that's the one place in a small town where nobody will ever go at night. So you can have privacy up there. And we went and we lay down on top of the grave of some old Swedish couple where the grass was lush and green. And we lay there. And I will always remember to the end of my days everything that happened between us lying there on the grave of those old Swedes. I'll remember everything. And how many things in your life can you say that about, that you'll remember every single part of it? I remember all of it. I remember the kissing, and I remember what we said to each other, and I remember how neatly we folded our clothes and put them onto the tombstone. I got done telling this story, and he disappeared. He'd gone off with the wolf. The two of them were walking up that long trail of moonlight, and they were walking up into the sky. And so I went back to my fish house, and I put out the fire, which I had not used, and I headed back home. It's the amazing thing about cold weather, so cold that you walk through an antiseptic world that has no smell. And when you open the door to your own house, the smell of coffee almost overwhelms you. The smell of coffee, and then add caramel rolls baking on top of, and it's just almost, you go dizzy from the pleasure. And that's what life is supposed to be, dizzy with pleasure. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, All the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.
The news from Lake Wobegon is supported by Multigrain Cheerios. Every bowl of lightly sweetened O's has 110 calories and 100% daily value of 10 vitamins and minerals. Multigrain Cheerios cut calories and keep nutrition.